The title is bold, but it's true. We are going strategic. We are getting more mature. I had a chance and opportunity to be present at the very first meeting that was the beginning of this forum, the meeting that took place in April 1990 here in Bratislava. From the protocol point of view, it was the biggest mess I've ever been in, but on the substance, we managed to generate, to start and to launch the idea and to launch the project. At the beginning, it was meant to be a pragmatic project aimed at completing our goals and our dreams we shared, three of us, later four of us, namely to join European Union and NATO. So it was not about big ideas, it was about multiplying our voice and about coordinating our effort. And we succeeded. Many people believe that this would mean an end of the Visegrad 4, and the truth is that it took us a couple of months, if not years, to try to redefine our raison d'etre. But now, Visegrad 4 is going probably through its most productive period in our history, and there are no more discussions about why we exist. On the contrary, we see more and more reasons and more and more areas where our communication, cooperation, and coordination is more than needed. So, and I'm happy about it, because it makes each of us individually and all of us as a group more visible and stronger. So the results we managed to achieve allowed us to move from this practical, pragmatic cooperation into more strategic discussions. And also it made it possible for us to enter into areas that were unthinkable of a couple of years back, such as energy cooperation or even the common security. So let me mention four areas where I believe the Visegrad 4 has demonstrated particular ability to cooperate for our mutual benefit. First one is our coordination within the European Union. It has become a routine that the four of us are meeting every month prior to the European Council, either through the video conference or on the spot, discussing the agenda and agreeing on our messages, supporting each other's messages. It works perfect. The same is done by our prime ministers every time just prior to the European Councils. And this helps us to present one voice instead of four very often. And one of the concrete results and concrete successes of this coordination has been the multi-annual financial framework, the new European budget, where this group of these four countries were at the core of the group of friends of cohesion, the group of like-minded countries who managed to achieve the outcome that is quite favorable for us. The second area is the one I mentioned already, energy security. After the bitter lessons from January 2009, we undertook a number of concrete steps to make sure we are protected. And I'll only mention the ongoing interconnectors, projects that are connecting Poland, Czech Republic, Slovakia, Hungary, Slovakia, Poland, makes us, as I said, stronger. And there is also, of course, lots going on in the field of electricity, namely the Czech-Slovak-Hungarian market coupling. Then there is security and defense policy, and this is extremely important. Minister Sikorski mentioned the bad news, namely that three out of four, so all of us except Poland, have cut our defense budget significantly by approximately 20%, which is not the good news. The good news is that we are not proud of it, and we made a commitment to increase our military budgets as soon and as much as our overall budget will allow us. The good news is that we are about to launch our Visegrad 4 battle group, and this is an important event by itself, not only because of the substance, but it shows the mutual confidence we enjoy among ourselves. And it also demonstrates the similarity of our strategic cultures when it comes to the issues of defense. We are discussing other ideas which might seem overambitious, common air policing, or less ambitious, more realistic, like the Visegrad 4 Military Academy. So we have so many issues that we are discussing and we are moving there. And I shall also mention our joint papers, our Visegrad 4 joint declarations. Last year, just before the NATO Chicago summit, we presented a document called Responsibility for a Strong NATO, which was our contribution to the discussions in Chicago. Now, right after this panel, we are going to present a new paper called For a More Effective and Stronger Common Security and Defense Policy, which is our contribution to the December European Council, which is going to adopt conclusions on CSDP. And finally, it's the external dimension of the Visegrad 4 cooperation. Let me mention that the Visegrad 4 is nowadays the only regional framework that holds regular annual meetings with partners from the Western Balkans and from the Eastern Partnership. We are offering them our first-hand experience. We are offering them our support. We are advocates for them, but we are also the biggest critics, because we know what it takes. And we know that it's difficult, but it's worth it. And as Radek said in Warsaw, sometimes it's more than difficult, it's even humiliating, but it's worth it. And our know-how, which we are providing for these countries, is, of course, invaluable. I should also mention here the International Visegrad Fund. This is the only real formal institution of the Visegrad Four, and this has turned into a real instrument, foreign policy instrument, with all the programs that, which are aimed particularly on the Western Balkans and Eastern Partnership. We've disbursed more than 3.6 million euro. We've provided more than 1,200 scholarships for students, and we have new programs. And we've discussed just now, just before this opening, what else needs to be done for us. This is a value added that no other countries can offer. The first-hand, authentic, and successful transition experience. And we are ready and willing to share it with our partners. So, to conclude, I don't want to speak too long. I believe that Visegrad 4 has clearly contributed to the stability in Central Europe. It has helped to streamline the decision-making both in EU and NATO by generating a unified Central European voice. And it serves as an example of a successful regional cooperation. So these are my remarks that I want to share at the beginning. It's clear from my words that I'm a strong V4 fan, and I really believe in the future of the Visegrad 4 in all its formats. Thank you.